Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to It Could Happen Here, a podcast about landlords doing bullshit and how you can stop them. Today we're continuing our interview with two tenants in California fighting a mass eviction by landlord ghouls Core Spaces. Enjoy.
Yeah, something else I wanted to ask about that I'd heard about was like harassment from the guards and the fact that there suddenly started being security guards after this started. You want to talk? Yeah, either of you want to talk about that a bit?
I would love to talk about that. So I have lived here for almost 3 years. We did have security. I want to say it was Saturdays between, it was one security guard for all four buildings. Saturdays between 11 p.m. and like 3, 4 a.m. Just one security guard that would walk around just during that time. Since Core Spaces has purchased the property, we have 2 to 4 24/7 security guards. I know. They're really, they've made me personally super fucking uncomfortable. I've had them ask me where I live. What, like when I'm going around canvassing, right? Trying to get flyers to people's doors, let them know like, hey, these are the actual facts, stuff like that. They've asked me like, what building do you live in? What's your name? Creepy things. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you that. I have no idea who you are. Yeah. They walk past our apartment constantly. It's every time I go outside, they're waiting right outside the building. They're taking photos of the things across the buildings, like stuff outside of people's units. It's really uncomfortable. And it's kind of telling because it's like, well, we never needed security before. Oh, but once you bought the building and wanted to kick everyone out, oh, all of a sudden you're hiring these random people, which I will also add, one of our neighbors talked to one of the security guards. He worked there for a day and was like, yeah, they lowered my pay to like minimum wage. I'm not going to stay here. Yeah, he literally told
me. Oh my God. Maybe we should try to like help unionize the security guards.
Dude, and, like, yes. Them, you know,
they're fucked up. Man, Core Spaces, you guys are such Mark Lipshin and Chris Richards. You guys are the cheapest, scummiest human beings on the planet.
right? And he was like, yeah, I'm leaving. Like, I'm not going to do this. This is stupid. But usually when I go out, you know, I mean, for the most part, they're usually just sitting on their phones, standing in front of the entrance, locking the doors, the gates.
Normal cop stuff.
Stuff like that. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the standing around part of the cop job so far. Hopefully not the other part of the cop job where they, yeah.
Minus any credentials, basically. Yeah. Not that I want cops here either. But yeah, it's been, in my own personal opinion, it's harassing behavior, you know, and it's in, and I've talked to so many tenants here, especially, again, the more marginalized tenants. I'm not gonna like specify them, but they're very intimidated by them, and they actually do think they are cops. They don't know that no, these aren't police officers. They aren't trying to, they don't have the power to do certain things that you may be afraid of.
Are they in policey uniforms?
They have security uniforms, they have tasers on them. They like to direct their power.
It's probably not similar enough to be able to get them on impersonating a police officer, but it's still really depressing that, yeah, I don't know. They're just,
but again, the strategy is to get people, it's to scare the shit out of people so they'll leave.
It's just terror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable when you go out of your apartment and there's just some random person with a taser just like right next to you. And you're like, I'm just trying to go check my mailbox. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, you guys are safer though, right? So that like if bad stuff happens, like if an evil landlord and their slimy, scummy, evil law team were to try to like put you guys onto the streets, the security guards would come and defend you against them, right? Oh wait, no, am I mixed up? Oh, they're here to serve the evil people trying to put you on the streets. Oh, that's
for
crazy.
minimum wage.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sad thing too, is that the security guards are probably going to get rent evicted by like the homeboys of the Core Spaces executives at some point, right? Like,
yeah,
they're going to get rent evicted. Somebody's going to look at their wherever they're living as a low performing asset that needs to be re-tenanted and shit. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
so that's fun. That's cool.
I don't blame. I know. I understand the job. I don't blame them, I guess, as individuals. Well, some of them I do because they're clearly on power trips. They like to enforce their power. Yeah, yeah. But I do understand that they are being hired outside to do a job. But it's really not fun. I couldn't imagine ever.
Yeah.
Doing that myself, I wouldn't feel right. But I don't know, you know, we're all suffering, right? Like we're all trying to survive. So I try not to judge too much, but can't help it when, you know, they're taking photos inside the windows of my apartment. It's freaking creepy. Like,
yeah,
pretty creepy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, is there anything else that each of you specifically wanted to talk about?
Let's see. We got the beginnings. We got the law passed. And then we got the slimy Tyne Taylor Fox Howard LLP garbage law firm came along. Well, okay. So one thing that's been a struggle, and I would say like Sam and a couple others have been, it's just nuts to me like how much stamina. Well, no, actually, let me say this. Like, so I'm a mental health professional, which I don't like to say in organizing spaces a lot because I don't like to mix up the role too much. But like straight up, everybody I talk to in these situations, like in the role of like tenant organizer, not like therapist, it's just everything reeks of PTSD symptoms. Like straight up, like people can't sleep. People are hyper vigilant. They're going out to their car and they're looking around to see if there's a security guard. They're in constant fear. They're confused. Their startle response is up, which is hypervigilance. I mean, there's literally, you can pick up a fucking DSM-5 and look at the definition of PTSD. And I would say, I can't say everyone, I haven't talked to everyone in the building, but I mean, this process creates fucking PTSD. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making this up. And also because the mental health field, as a side note, is such a like neoliberal individualistic fucking trash fire. It's hard to actually look at this correctly to say like, This is like a mass like trauma event, but despite the mass trauma that everybody experiences with this, the resilience in it of being like, okay, we're still going to go out and we're going to flyer and we're going to knock on doors. And so like, there's been this phase, like a two-part kind of phase, which has been continuing to talk to the county supervisors to try to get them to pass a stronger law, because there's kind of this race now where if and when Core Spaces gets permits, then they can send out like actually proper notices. Although maybe there'll be problems with the notices and that can be addressed or whatever, but like it is kind of just buying time, right? If they get permits and then they try to evict everybody, then there's the actual 60-day like countdown, I guess. Depending on a lot of different factors, right? But so the county, one of the supervisors said, you know, I want to make like the most gruesome speed bump to speed bump this eviction for Core Spaces. And so what they did is it is a big speed bump, but it actually doesn't like solve the problem. What would solve the problem is either a no-fault eviction moratorium, which would be like really broad. We're not sure how what the chances are of getting them to pass that. But another thing would be, it's usually called right to return, but we're calling it right to re-rent, because right to return, I guess, is a thing that like, I don't know, like Zionists say or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a whole.
Right. So, but right to re-rent, which is like a thing that is in several other cities and counties, which just means like if the landlord legitimately needs to make renovations because of like safety and habitability concerns or whatever, they have to relocate the tenant temporarily, and then they have to re-rent to the tenant for what we were asking is the same rent. We also think that like using the 10% a year framework would be fine, like relocate them and then raise it by 10% if you didn't already once that year, right? Just treat it as a normal thing. Like, so if we get them to pass that law, then they can't evict anybody, right? So on the one hand, we're like really trying to get the supervisors to do this. And it's just unknown like how likely we are on that in this moment. But then simultaneously, we need to continue kind of like educating the tenants on like on their rights, because they keep, like as of today, management started illegally and in a racist way targeting Spanish-speaking Latino tenants telling them that that they have to pick up their checks right now. And Sam, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like you have to pick up your checks by today, or I don't know, like next week or something. It's like really soon, or otherwise like you don't get your relocation money, and then you're going to get an eviction lawsuit, and Core Spaces already has permits. You're just making up all this, like all these things are lies. None of them are true.
I was just going to say I'm white, so I actually didn't get that notice, but right. You are correct. The Latina families did get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Core Spaces is a racist, and John Tyne is a racist, and Lacey Taylor's a racist, and they're fucking evil pieces of shit. And I'm glad they're listening to this, and they can quote me as many fucking times as they want in any context. But so having to like try to counter those, all that disinformation, all those lies is like this constant, like parallel process, like trying to get the county to do stuff, but trying to get people to like understand, like, no, they're lying to you, right? Like while they're in this like chronic state of kind of like PTSD, they're like, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What's happening? And it's hard for them to know who to trust because they're being pummeled with disinformation and lies from people with a lot of power over them. I don't know if you had anything else, Sam. Sorry, I kind of went off there.
No, you're fine. It's, yeah, that's kind of the way I see it as well. I guess what I would add is if the county doesn't do something, this is going to be horrible for the entire mm-hmm. county of Santa Barbara, but just California in general. I mean, you have to think of 240 plus units, 50, whatever. We don't even know how many units. There's so many units here. It's like, it's insane. This is going to be so bad. Where are these people going to go? If Santa Barbara has a, from what I've heard, a 1-2% vacancy rate, these people have, and including me as a person living here, have nowhere to go. I will be entirely forced out of the county, me and my partner, who holds a job here. He works as a delivery driver. He likes his job. It doesn't pay great, doesn't have good benefits, but he enjoys it. And he's an important part of the community. And if all of these human beings are forced out of here, what is that going to do to Santa Barbara? Who are going to be the teachers, the healthcare professionals, the everything? I will say, in addition to that, this is why we formed Core Spaces Tenants Association with the help of SBTU, so that we can not only stay together and work together as a union to fight this, but also what Core Spaces will likely do in the future. So we actually learned from the Santa Barbara Independent. They interviewed one of the Core Spaces representatives, who said they've done this 46 times.
Jesus.
And this is the first time they ever got this level of community outreach, which I was like, excuse me, what? What? We know that their executives are, they've previously worked for Goldman Sachs and Blackstone. And to find out they've done this at least 46 other times and just gotten away with it. No, we're not going to keep letting that happen. And so whatever happens here at CBC in the sweeps, our four buildings, however it turns out, and hopefully it turns out in our favor, we're not going to stop, because they are further, they're just going to keep continuing this. And it's disgusting. Yeah. We can't keep letting this shit happen. Like, someone needs to stop it. It needs to be stopped. And if I hope that we can get legislation to stop it, but if not, we're going to be a fighting force, and we're not stopping.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Oh, and then I guess like, yeah, I don't think we really said this, but like if any other tenants that are, you know, Core Spaces tenants wanted to join Sam and her neighbors, right? Like that was like you were saying, Sam, like the point was to create something. Like they could have named it as more of a local thing, like their tenant association, but they chose Core Spaces as the company name, right? So like, and if you're in Arizona, if you're in Tennessee, if you're in Seattle or whatever, and you are people getting rent evicted by these people, or I don't know, you're just students like renting by the bed and they won't fix stuff or whatever. Like you can join the Core Spaces Tenant Association. This very well could be like a national level organization. Like right now it's local, but it's been set up to be something that could be potentially national or international. Of course, Spaces wants to go, you know, capital knows no borders. So if you want to go fuck people up in other countries, then, you know, we can pay more interpreters, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess this is the thing I wanted to close on is like, you know, tenants unions are not composed of like some kind of like special group of people, right? They're just people, right? Like I did it back when I was doing stuff, right? And like it's just composed of random people, and like that random person could very easily be you. And you know, as you're saying, like someone has to stop these people, and if it's not going to be you, the tenants fighting them, like no one is ever going to, and they're just going to keep running people over forever.
And politicians just aren't going to do this. I mean, politicians acted really quickly because of the like show of force from right. So they get like a cover from their constituency. They're like, oh, we're allowed to do this. Like we can do this. And, or we're terrified of what will happen. Like, will this be like another police station burnt down if we piss them off or something? Right. Like you actually have to sort of like make the politicians afraid of you. I mean, you want to like be their friends and stuff too. I'm not very good at that. I'm good at like scaring them, I guess, but like, you have to like kind of scare them into acting. You have to like discipline the politicians into acting. So anybody that's like, we just need more policies. It's like policies don't just happen. Like you need
the Santa Barbara people. It's like, they acted quickly when they were forced to. But you know, they could have literally at any time in the entire history of Santa Barbara, they could have just passed this, and they didn't until you came for them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right about like. The tenants association being just, we're random tenants. I'm not some politician. I'm not some leader. I'm a student. I usually just spend my nights making dinner with my cats, watching Jeopardy. Like I don't do this. But the point being is when you come together as a group, you have power in numbers. And although I have faith that we will win against Core Spaces for our complex, even if we don't, we've left a huge mark and we've helped so many residents of Santa Barbara County for maybe landlords that were planning to change the stove out and not get permits. Well, now they have to find a reason to get a permit. We've at least done that, but I think there's a lot more that we will do and can do, especially against Core Spaces and their future endeavors, their properties they decide that they want to overpay for.
Yeah. I will throw out like one other resource that is like a group that's called the Autonomous Tenants Union Network, which is a network that SB2U is a part of. Just if you are, if you're in a tenants union or you're interested in tenant organizing from anything you've heard, they are there. It's like a network. The word autonomous again is like, it's people who are sort of independent of various like, you know, like nonprofits, foundations, and governments, to just be sort of responsive just to tenants themselves. So I'm not like a representative of the group or probably Autune, but it's a really strong network of really experienced organizers that are really intent on these kinds of things, right? Like forming, like there's a crisis, form a tenant association, like organize your whole block, like get the politician to do a thing, go on rent strike, like whatever, right? This more sort of militant, like we desperately, the crisis requires us to, you know, to meet the crisis where it's at and act that way, right? So, and there's other resources, and I'm sure you can have like, you know, show notes and stuff, or you can have links, but yeah.
Are there places specifically people can go if they want to help this struggle specifically?
Yeah. So for Core Spaces Tenant Association, the social media handle is all Core Spaces TA. That would be for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. We have a GoFundMe going as well, just to pay for things like, you know, food for events or, I don't know, printing, paper, flyering, stuff like that. We also have an email that anyone can reach us at corespacesta@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we will put all of that in the show notes.
Sounds good.
Thank you two so much for coming on. And yeah, go beat these sons of bitches.
Yeah, thanks for letting us swear.
We're definitely making their lives a lot harder than they expected, which is kind of cool. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this has been Naked Happen here, and yeah, you too can go make your landlord's days worse and your days better.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.